B.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you. And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, 94.3 WSC, joining us in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yay!
Which I'm pretty excited about because, as you know, Mark, we started on FM Talk. So we have a history in the world of FM.
Well, we've got a few FMs out there, but it's always nice to add them. Certainly, it appears more people listen to the FM dial than the AM.
Well, certainly more younger listeners and female listeners are definitely on the FM dial. That much we know for sure. So welcome aboard to everybody there in Charleston. You'll be getting the show 3 hours a night, Saturday nights from here on out from 7 to 10. So continue joining us on into the future. In fact, I mentioned that this is the show where you can call in about anything, and I do mean that, but from time to time we sort of break format, if you will, and we bring a guest on board because there are just certain individuals out there that deserve to be talked to and talked about and have their situation brought forward so you can pay attention and find out what's going on because it's very critical that you know who this man is and what's happening to him. His name is Mark Emery, and he is the editor-in-chief of Cannabis Culture Magazine, as well as so doing a whole bunch of other things for the marijuana re-legalization movement. Mark, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's great to be on.
Well, yeah, it's been way too long since we last had you. I think it's been about a year and a half since you were last on the show.
Well, I wish it were longer in one sense, because that would mean, you know, we're not reaching a crisis point, which is where my situation has gotten to some degree. Although, I will tell you, ever since the DEA declared me the number one drug trafficking target in all of Canada, bigger than Hell's Angels and the Triads, and for sending seeds to consenting Americans of adult age, that's my crime. And
right.
Yet, you know, they put me on the world's, you know, top 50 most wanted and called me the number one drug trafficking target. And, you know, and of course, when you add that, though, you know, when you think of what I did, which is send seeds to consenting adults, and then you add that to the five statements within Karen Tandy's press release on the day I was arrested in July of 2005, where she calls my magazine a propagandist magazine, you know, the most highly, you know, endorsed magazine of the culture, cannabis culture, is, I think, you know, has a lot of esteem out there after 14 years. And she mentioned four other times the money I give to drug legalization lobbyist groups and legalization advocates, right? So it was pretty obsessive little press release from the director of the DEA, and it was clear that my political activity, all that money we gave away, that was $4 million, certainly had disturbed them because, you know, there's still hundreds of seed vendors in Canada still selling to Americans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's four within a block of my store, and you know, they were all doing business the day I was busting. They've been doing business since, and you know, no one has ever gotten charged in Canada, or will be charged, really, and getting any more serious an outcome than a $200 fine, which is what the last person who was convicted in this country was.
But the federal government, in the form of the DEA, decided to pick on you, Mark. Why do you think that is?
Well, because I've been active a long, long time. You know, I first met Ayn Rand just almost 30 years ago. It was 29 years ago in the summer of 1979, and after I read Capitalism, the Unknown Ideal, and then Atlas Shrugged, I just stopped everything, and I decided I was going to rededicate my life to smashing the state, and but more importantly, to advocating rational capitalism and getting people out of jail who were there for living peaceful, honest lifestyles that simply broke the taboos set by the, you know, the government, the state itself. And so that took me to a lot of different things. I've gone to jail to open stores on Sunday, which we were successful in the jurisdiction. I did that eventually. Within 6 months of me going to jail, they changed the law. And so
that was one of those blue laws, if you will, where the government prohibited business
one
from being done Sundays?
One province in Canada still has that. We have one province that still has a prohibition on shopping on Sunday. But
bizarre.
It's common in the entire country. And in my province of Ontario, where I'm from originally, they had that. And I broke the law 9 different ways, each of time.
Wow.
A different way to break the blue laws. On some days, you couldn't have a store with more than 500 square feet, and then on other days, you couldn't have more than 3 employees. So I found every different regulation and broke them all and got charged, refused to pay the fines, and went to jail, which was a sobering experience. And so my first jailing out of civil disobedience was in March 1988. So
that is amazing, Mark. I had no idea about that part of your past, and to be a huge fan of civil disobedience.
I challenged the obscenity laws. In 1990, they banned a record in Canada, the only time they've ever banned a record. And it was the Two Live Crews, As Nasty As They Want to Be. So I didn't even sell it, but we ordered copies from the United States because nobody else in Ontario was going to challenge the law. And we put an ad in the paper, and we invited people to come down, and we invited the police to charge us. And sure enough, the second guy in the lineup was the police undercover man. And after we sold out that CD, like the people lined up around the block, the cops came back with a raid looking for any copies we had, which we were all out of. And but I lost that one. I lose a lot in court. Sometimes the political landscape changes, like Sunday shopping does get legalized. In fact, the reason I got into the marijuana liberation business was because Canada banned all books and magazines about marijuana in 1987.
Really?
And this went on until 1995 when I finally got it overturned, and it took me 5 years. I started trying to break the literature ban by selling banned books and magazines about pot in 1990. I even did so in front of the police station. I can walk over to one of my framed memorabilia pieces here, and it's got me in front of the London, Ontario police station on February 23rd, 1992, giving out copies of High Times and Grow Your Own Stone 10 feet in front of the police door so that they would absolutely have to charge me, although they managed to dodge it because they realized that it was a clearly unconstitutional law that they could get away with as long as they intimidated corporate people into not doing so. High Times wasn't in Canada for 8 years, 1987 to 1995, and these sort of things. You couldn't get any Grogan. But what became apparent is I couldn't get The Emperor Where It Has No Clothes, which is a famous book on the conspiracy to prohibit cannabis. And it wasn't allowed into Canada either, and I thought, that's outrageous. So I spent 5 years breaking that ban, pushing that ban, trying to get charged, and finally we did when we got charged for giving pamphlets to high school students who were going through, they had police come to the high school in north of Toronto, and they started rounding up all the kids. So we started giving out a pamphlet called 10 Things Every Teacher, Parent, and Student Should Know About Cannabis.
Brilliant.
And the police actually charged us for giving out this literature under the Banned Literature Act. And that's how we eventually overturned it. And that was in 1995. So we have had a real direct impact on how this democracy works by, you know, books and magazines are legal in Canada now, and the debate is very lively because of it. And we can say, you know, we had a big hand in changing that law.
Okay.
And the Sunday shopping law had a big hand in changing that in Canada. And so I thought, well, you know, these campaigns seem to take around 2 to 5 years to achieve results. So I'm really disappointed I have not made pot legal yet in Canada.
It's probably the toughest issue that you've ever faced, as a matter of fact. But you've been at it for a number of years, and you're not just doing Cannabis Culture Magazine. You've also got Pot TV, which is an online video channel, several YouTube iterations of that. So there's a lot that you're doing. And one of the things that's really...
Four stories now. Our building, I just rented the whole building. So we're going to be four stories all about cannabis and cannabis liberation. And so we have these massive lounges where people... use volcanoes, which are vaporizers, to consume cannabis, and we're going to have like four of them on the third floor alone. We have one in the main building now. So we're going to have this huge expansion. Even as I face imminent jail and or extradition to the United States, which is, you know, something that could happen at any time. So I thought, well, you know what, I'd rather be in the now than think about what's going to happen to me if I get extradited or go to jail or what have you. I'd rather live in the now and keep planning and making projects happen right to the day they drag me away. I'm going to go on a farewell tour across Canada, too, before I let them take me anywhere.
Yeah, so, I saw that on your website. You're going to tour around like 16 different locations or something and speak
out. Most of those places in Canada... I've gone on various other tours before. My Summer of Legalization tour in 2003, I went to 18 cities, and I smoked a bong or a big chonger in front of the police station. Now you would think that sounds foolish, that sounds provocative, but in reality, the reason it was called the Summer of Legalization is because courts in a few jurisdictions had said there was no marijuana law, and I believe this was the case. So in order to establish that, I had to go get charged in a variety of jurisdictions so I could get to court to demonstrate to the court that there was no marijuana law. And what happens is that exactly is what happens. I tour every province, and get arrested and jailed in six of them, in six places, five provinces. And then in the other 12, I don't get arrested. And these are jurisdictions where the courts had ruled there was no
marijuana. I want to find out the rest of the story. And also, of course, we're going to catch up to your current day status, where the U.S. federal government is threatening to extradite you back here to possibly spend life in prison for selling a few seeds. We'll come back with all that. Your calls as well from Mark Emery, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow Dirt Cheap Superfood should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. So right now, if you've got a question for Mark Emery, obviously that would be primary. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So if you missed a moment of the show, and if you are a new listener on our brand new affiliate in Charleston, South Carolina, 94.3 WSC, you've missed a whole lot of moments. In fact, you can get the entire entire last year of the show right there on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com for your downloading convenience, completely free. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, and see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its liberty activists. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. We've got Mark Emery with us. He is the editor-in-chief of Cannabis Culture Magazine and general all-around marijuana super activist. Mark, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were telling us about some of your instances of civil disobedience, which I, as I said before, am a huge fan of civil disobedience. And the one you were describing was a fairly recent one where you went on a tour, a summer of legalization tour, where you went from city to city in Canada and went and smoked toked on a bong in front of the police department there. You said you were arrested six times, twelve times you were ignored. Continue the story.
Well, there wasn't so much ignored is that the police acknowledged that a court in their jurisdiction had declared that there was no marijuana law. And everywhere I went, we were in all the newspapers and lots of television. So if I got led away, that gave drama to the whole thing. And so the next city I went to do it would have a bigger media contingent. So what happened is ultimately a higher court ruled that there was no marijuana law. And so all the charges against me were dropped, although I got no apologies for the time I spent in jail in each jurisdiction.
Cops don't usually apologize.
But then the courts, after acknowledging those appeared when there was no marijuana law, somehow reinstated it, and that was very bizarre. And so the law, after my tour, came into effect. And, you know, the purpose of that summer legalization was to demonstrate through the media that there was, in fact, no marijuana law and that we were upheld in that regard. So civil disobedience can be useful for so many things, you know, forcing them to change your law. By the way, Ron Paul's on the current cover of Cannabis Culture magazine, so I hope all your listeners who love Ron Paul as we love Ron Paul will note that if on newsstands all across America, Cannabis Culture magazine has Ron Paul on the front cover.
I did notice that, as a matter of fact, and I was planning on covering it tonight, so I'm glad you jumped on that one.
And there's an 11-inch by 17-inch poster in the middle that says Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, president 2008. So people are meant to pluck that out and put that up somewhere to let everybody know.
It's awesome what you're doing there. Just real quick on your summer of legalization tours, the question. When you were going around from police station to police station, was it just you that was engaging in the disobedience, or did you have others with you doing the same thing?
Well, what would happen is that if I got away with it, then there were a lot of others. But in the jurisdictions where I got arrested at 4:20, because that's what I did, I would start speaking at 4 o'clock, and at 4:20 I would light up, which is the international sort of time for marijuana smokers.
Yes,
you know, kind of a
the
universal
code.
Yeah, it's our secret code, but it's not so secret anymore.
No.
And so at that time, I would like, and then if the police were going to arrest me, they did that right away. So there was no, you know, there was little other fanfare of people smoking while all these cops were determined to make arrests. But in the jurisdictions where courts had said there was no marijuana law, and the police were upholding that, as became apparent, then we'd get massive, huge parties of hundreds of people all smoking big chongers at the same time. And then what would happen is a massive party would develop right in front of the police station for 2 to 3 hours. And this, we have so many photographs of these things happening. We had up to 500
wow.
people share a one-ounce joint with me on Parliament Hill. We had a massive 14-inch joint we made up of 1 ounce of marijuana, and over 500 people took a hit of it by the time it was done.
That
right?
is
and
amazing. Now, here's a
I hope no one got a cold sore.
Well, related question. Now, the last time we talked was, I think, back in late 2005, and since then, we've moved the show from Sarasota, Florida to Keene, New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which I'm sure you're well aware of, is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving activists all moving into the same state in order to, if you will, make a stand for liberty. And
yeah, inbreeding for liberty is sort of thing, right?
But it's working brilliantly so far. There have already been a few hundred people that have moved in. We're expecting to have 1,000 people in state by the end of this year. Obviously, we'd love to have you come down, but we know it'll happen if you try that. So maybe one of these days we'll secede successfully from the union, and then it won't be an issue anymore. But until then, there have been some ideas out that have been put out there to do something similar here in New Hampshire, to have people get together in the same place, preferably out in front of a police station or something like that, and smoke marijuana in public. And some of the objections have been, well, we don't want to be seen like we're in your face. What was the response that that you received from the media and the public at large to that particular instance of civil disobedience?
Well, here's the thing. I seek to be the dominant person in the movement in Canada, although I've got so many people who've mentored under me who are now major activists in the movement, from David Malmolevine, Dana Larson, a lot of people, Hillary Black. These are people who are big activists in Canada. They all started with me, and I'm proud of the many, many dozens and dozens of people who've been my protege who are now doing great things out there. So I don't seek control, but I do like, I took Miss Rand's admonition very to heart when she said it's really important to define and clarify and dominate the philosophical high ground. And that means I felt that I was really unique and qualified to go out there and on behalf of people who are jailed and oppressed because of cannabis, to give an articulate explanation, you know, using principles of rational capitalism, Austrian economics, and a general inclination towards individual liberty as the basis by which I could explain that to the public. And typically most pot people have a collectivist or socialist mentality, and I thought, you know, that's always going to muddy the message. We've always got to return to individual liberty, individual autonomy, and the restrictions that ought to be in any constitutional democracy on the state as the reasons why we are permitted to do this. Not so much permitted, why we have the right to do it, and the government has no right to stop us to do it. And so I wanted to really be that person that got out there. So that means, you know, you've got to be able to love cameras, you've got to love criticism, you've got to love people who use that, oh, you're just an egomaniac who loves the microphone or loves the camera. Yeah, I do, but I really respect it, because whenever I'm in the newspaper, I realize that hundreds and hundreds of trees are getting slashed down and pulped into mulch just so whatever I think can be in a newspaper. So I take that seriously. Every time my magazine goes to press, I realize I slaughtered a small forest to produce my magazine, so I like to think that I can justify that, because what's in the magazine is a great use of those trees, because we're giving out true information, enlightenment, and things that are really all about liberty and releasing people from bondage. And all my life has been like that, so I've had this really nice, privileged lifestyle, albeit having been arrested 22 times for marijuana alone and jailed 17 times for marijuana. Many of those times, of course, charges were dropped, as I was right, but you still get to go to jail. I've been raided 6 times. And I've had over $1 million of my assets taken, and a couple of those times, the majority of my assets were taken without any charges being laid whatsoever. It was, you know, cops are clever.
Now, Mark, you wouldn't have to worry about those trees if we legalized industrial hemp as a solution, because you could make those newspapers so much more easily out of hemp.
Well, here's the thing, though. We have a big hemp industry here in Canada, and the thing about trees is there's lots of them. We have a whole infrastructure built around trees, even though there's a fair bit of toxic waste from tree pulping, because you've got to get the lignin out, which requires chlorine bleach, and that's what goes in the waterways, which is why pulp and paper mills are always dangerous to the river systems around them. But nonetheless, you'd really need an awful lot of hemp to absorb that.
Good point. You can always plant more trees. Mark, hang on. We're going to bring you back for more of this. 800-259-9231. Still got to catch up to what's going on today with the DEA threatening Mark with possibly life in prison. More on the way with your calls as well from Mark Emery. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, especially if you've got a question for Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. In fact, Mark Emery is with us, and his very lovely wife, Jody, happens to be one of our Shriners, as a matter of fact, so you can see her picture there on the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for their customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
So not only is Mark Emery the Prince of Pot, and he's the number one most wanted marijuana criminal, so-called consensual criminal, by the USDEA, but he's also a principled libertarian. He's endorsed Ron Paul for the presidency in the United States, studied Austrian economics. I mean, you fit right in here on Free Talk Live, Mark, and it's great to have you at the forefront of the re-legalization movement. Let's catch up to today. Let's catch up with what's going on, because the last time we had you on the show, you were facing extradition. The DEA, the federal federal government has been trying to remove you from Canada and extradite you to the United States to face trial on, what is it, conspiracy charges? What
yeah,
have they got to throw at you?
They're saying that I sold seeds that went to Americans who grew it for marijuana, and then the money they sent me I gave away. That's the funny thing, right? I didn't actually keep any of it because I've never owned anything of any kind of any substance other than my magazine. And that was built out of scratch, so it's not really anything to, you know, you have a physical asset where you put a magazine. Anyway, so the thing is they're claiming I'm conspiring to do all those things, and they want me extradited to the United States where they would, you know, make me an organized crime kingpin, continuing criminal enterprise and all that sort of stuff. And it would be like the rest of my life. I'm 50 years old now, so anything they gave me, 10, 20, 30, 40, 1,000 years. You know, the American judicial system or the criminal justice system thinks it owns your next three reincarnations, gives you like 300 years in jail or something. So, you know, it's some absolutely outrageous, draconian thing, but not unfamiliar to Americans. As even someone on the Super Bowl team going to the New York Giants has a brother who's serving 25 years for marijuana trafficking in a federal prison and is not expected to get parole until 2022. So, and the fellow's already been there for about 4 years. So, you know, people in America are getting 20, 30, 40 years of actual custody for handling marijuana. So, you know, now they're extending it to Canadians. It's outlandish to think any Canadian would be in jail for marijuana more than a year or two. And we do have, you know, thousands of people in jail for marijuana, but the United States has over 55,000 people in jail for marijuana at any given time.
Wow.
16% of all people serving life imprisonment without parole are there for drugs alone. What could you be selling? You know, what could you do so bad that would get you the rest of your life in jail? But the people who make tobacco or alcohol or prescription drugs are never jailed for the drug and the kills, you know, the killed individuals that their drugs have clearly produced.
So, Mark, were trying to extradite you, and this, I think it was last month, there was a trial that was scheduled in order to make, I guess they wanted that to happen last month, but you came up with a deal. What was it that is going on right now?
Well, you know, basically it's got to this. My lawyers, you've always been working on the theory that, you know, there's no hope for me, I'm doomed. The United States has gotten all these countries, including Canada, signed these treaties that give them absolute power over anybody they want to apprehend in this post-9/11 world. And so they said the best thing you can do is see if they offer a deal. Now, we did kind of approach them. My lawyer approached them because that's all he thinks is possible. And then they did kind of offer, you know, that I would, if I serve 5 years in custody, which is outlandish by any standards here in Canada, no one goes 5 years in custody for deal for any level of marijuana, no matter how many millions of plants you could possibly grow, you would not get 5 years in custody for marijuana here. But anyway, they want me to serve 5 years. And the deal, the reason I would even consider accepting that is because the deal requires them not to jail or incarcerate my two co-accused, one of whom is a woman with Crohn's disease, Michelle, who's just a true believer, who's always been a loyal, you know, if anything, like activist with me. And she's got Crohn's disease. And it would just be a very uncomfortable time if she were in jail.
I bet.
Because, you know, she'd end up having surgeries and part of her bowel removed. And she has a license here to grow and use marijuana like many people in Canada do. And so, you know, if I could keep them out of jail and 5 years, mostly in Canada, but part of it in the United States, then, you know, it would be worth considering. And that's what we are considering.
So when is this going to be decided?
What's that?
When will the decision come down on this?
Oh, we'll know about that within about 30 to 60 days. And then if I don't take it, if for some reason we can't make a deal, then we go ahead with the extradition hearing, which, you know, gives me a few possibilities of very low likelihood. The United States has only not gotten three people in 140 years from Canada that it wanted to extradite.
Wow.
And, you know, but my case is particularly different. I'm a Canadian. I've never been to the United States in all this time. I've never done any of these so-called crimes in the United States. They were all done in Vancouver, and they were done, more importantly, with the very complicit tolerance of everybody in Canada from the entire political establishment. I mean, leaders of political parties came to my home.
Right, you weren't exactly hiding. I mean, you were doing this out in the open. You were, in fact, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Oh, yeah, and I was declaring my income on my income tax form. It said marijuana seed vendor. Everybody in the income tax knew who I was because I would go have meetings with them where they'd ask me if I could give them more money, and I would explain where all my banks were and how all the money was, you know, spent and everything. So that, you know, and so the government revenue agency knew all the intimate details of my business, except the actual names of suppliers and customers, but they knew where all my money went and everything about me went. And then, you know, major leaders of political parties, I mean real political, in the parliament, would come to my home and ask people on video for my support. And, you know, my point being is that no one would let any of these people, the mayor of the city spoke at my conference as a keynote speaker. If I was a drug dealer, they wouldn't be anywhere near me.
Absolutely.
No one in Canada ever thought that. So, You know, but the problem is Canada is a puppet government and a satellite.
Right. It might as well just be the 51st state at this point. I mean, if they let you come back.
Well, then I'd get to vote for Ron Paul. That would be better if it were the 51st state. But being a puppet that's manipulated secretly and surreptitiously from abroad with people in your own government who are willing to be quislings, that's a worse situation.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Well, people here think they have an autonomous sovereign nation, but in reality, we're taking instructions from another government. And, of course, clearly Ron Paul would stop that. And, of course, Ron Paul would also end the U.S. federal war on drugs. And Ron Paul would rescind the indictment against the BC3. So, you know, I for the first time in my life, I'm involved in an election where I actually stand to benefit. I actually gain more than just some concept of liberty. If Ron Paul were the president of the United States, I wouldn't be going to jail in the United States, and I wouldn't be extradited. And not only would I be free, but millions of Americans would also be freer because they would no longer be going to jail for federal drug crimes.
Mark, I know that there's been a tremendous outpouring of support in order to, you know, people have been writing judges and their representatives there. In Canada, and you know, despite all that, they're still considering letting you go. What is it that people in the United States, and we also have Canadian listeners on the show as well as international listeners, what is it that people around the world, inside and outside of Canada, can do to help you with your situation?
Well, they can read more about the story. So we have this website called noextradition.net.
Okay.
It tells you everything you ever need to know about the United States DEA and the U.S. Justice Department trying to extradite lovely, wonderful Mark Emery, libertarian friend of all people, and, you know, press people all around the world, etc. But anyway, so noextradition.net, and then our website is cannabisculture.com, where
right.
we have that same information and more cannabis-related information.
Well, we've had your Cannabis Culture link, the banner up on our website for the last year and a half, as a matter of fact, and it's not going anywhere. So whatever we can do to help drive as many people to help you out here, we certainly will. It's, again, cannabisculture.com. Beyond the fact that, that you know, all this drama is happening with your life, it is a great magazine as well, and I highly recommend that people take a look inside it.
Well, people you know are in there. Barry Cooper's in there.
Yeah, Barry.
A regular columnist. We try and get the most. Barry's a great guy, by the way.
He is. We had a chance to meet him. He came up here to New Hampshire last month for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the Free State Project. It was his first time in New Hampshire.
Yeah, he had way too much fun, let me tell you.
He did. There was a lot of fun going on in our hotel room, as a matter of fact. It was a good time.
He likes New Hampshire people, is what he told me.
I'm so glad that that Barry has been accepted by a number of the people in the marijuana relegalization movement. I know when he
That's taken some time, though. The thing is, I liked Barry right away. I liked everything about Barry. I've always liked Barry. I like saw a lot of his stuff. But, you know, I saw a good example of...
We can come back with more on this, Mark. Hang on. More about Barry Cooper and your calls as well. If you've got a question for Mark Emery, he is the Prince of Pot. He's on the line with us for a few more moments. 800-259-9231 is the number. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacroleggisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacroleggi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacroegie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-449-1299. Again, that's 1-800-449-1299. 1-800-449-1299.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Get your shopping done. Get whatever you need for life. And do it at amazon.freetalklive.com. We go back to Mark Emery. He is the Prince of Pot. He's the editor-in-chief, the man behind Cannabis Culture magazine, civil disobedience, and marijuana re-legalization super activist. And he's back on Free Talk Live for these remaining moments of this particular hour. So, Mark, we were talking about Barry Cooper, one of the newest, rising stars in the marijuana re-legalization movement. When he came onto the scene, I, like you, was just amazed at what he was doing. There were a number of marijuana activists that were kind of, well, I don't know, paranoid about Barry and thought he was an undercover cop still or something like that. And you've had the chance to meet him in person. I've had the chance to meet him in person. We both hung out. We both have partaken with Barry, and he is a stand-up hell of a guy.
Oh, no, totally wonderful guy. I spent a week with him here in Vancouver where he blew his mind. But the great thing about Barry that's so unique, can't find it anywhere else, doesn't exist, not even those guys in LEAP. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, whom I love, all of them, they're wonderful guys. But mm-hmm. Barry spills his guts. Barry will tell you everything he ever thought as a cop, every disgraceful, awful, terrible motivation, idea, cruel thing he ever thought, every motivation for why he busted thousands of people for marijuana, why he ruined their lives. And you know, he talks about the feelings he had when he kicked through doors to take kids away from their parents and ruin their lives. And he feels great regret for it now.
Yeah.
But he can tell you exactly how sleazy cops can be and how dangerous the state is against the autonomy and privacy of Americans. And he can tell you firsthand how he, in the space of 10 weeks, got to be a cop. He was at college, and at a job fair, they said, you can be a cop in 400 hours, 10 weeks. You can be. And he goes, wow, that's great. Like, who needs to get a degree for 3 or 4 years if I can become a cop in 10 weeks? And so he gets to be a cop, and he said, I couldn't believe they put a gun in my hand after 10 weeks of schooling, and then let me stop people at traffic points and on highway and investigate them. And the stuff he tells people in his column in Cannabis Culture is quite remarkable. And I've done some great YouTube videos. If you put Barry Cooper and Mark Emery in Google, or YouTube rather, you're going to find two really excellent interviews where I interview Barry Cooper, and he tells so much stuff about how police treat Americans and what to look for, you know, and telltale signs that cops are. Cops, for example, always know that when you talk to them and you're touching your face, you're telling a lie. People who lie tend to touch their face, their forehead. They, you know, it was, sometimes they even appear to be sweating, but typically they're touching themselves. People who are telling the truth look straight ahead, and they're very direct, and they don't touch their face, and they don't start playing with their hands around their face and stuff like that. But he tells you all sorts of great stuff that you need to know when you're being interviewed by police, or when you're in an encounter with police, or when you're being raided by police, or when you're being told to open the front door, there's a cop.
Right, and basically, what we've understood from what Barry has said recently is the best thing to do when a cop comes to your house is just not even answer the door.
Yeah, I think that's pretty heavy because I'm not used to, like, refusing an order of a cop. And in Canada, we don't have these kind of same constitutional guarantees. Now, whether they actually exist in the United States is always a question, but Barry is insistent that they slip the warrant under the door, or if they really feel like they want to come in, they can just kick the door down.
Yeah.
And the reason he says is because that requires a whole new level of authorization. He said to kick a front door in the house of a citizen is like major bureaucracy. Somebody somewhere higher up has to make a decision that they're coming through your front door. So you're going to at least get a couple of hours while they decide what's going to happen about that, right? And you might need that couple of hours. Typically, Barry says what they try and do is cajole the person to come out on the front step and talk to them.
Right, but and nothing good can come of this. I mean,
no,
the cops are always fishing for some evidence to arrest you or a friend of yours.
Well, remember, Barry always reminds people, and he does this in the videos, that cops are never your friend.
Right.
You are always a potential criminal. You are always a suspect. Everything you say can and will be used against you. And you have to remember that everything you say will be used against you. They don't say everything you say will be used in your favor or for you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say everything you say will be used to advance the liberty of you, yourself, and fellow Americans. Everything you say will be used against you in a court of law. So they've established from the get-go they're not your friends, they're not your servants, you don't own them, they don't work for you, they are state employees whose
right.
job it is to arrest you and make your life miserable.
Right. The fact is, these guys are out there to protect and serve the state, not you and I.
That's right. And then typical, whenever we have to accept some degree of totalitarianism or tyranny, they always make it look like it's for our own good in some form or another. So, of course, they use phrases like to serve and protect. Now,
right.
we snidely add themselves or the power structure or the establishment of the government or
right.
the state. But, of course, they always have these right now what we would call Orwellian slogans to accompany their acts of tyranny that suggest they're doing something good for the people, that enhances and enriches our lives in some way or another.
Yeah, and what we've actually seen, and I'm sure, I imagine Canada's had similar decisions, but here the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again, Mark, that the police and no government agency, but specifically the police, have no obligation whatsoever to provide you with any level of protection. So, I mean, the idea that people believe the police are out there to keep them safe or protect them is just, it's just absurd, because even the government themselves admit that that's just there's no obligation for it.
Let me just ask you something here. Fear is a big motivator of people to give up their liberties. And Americans are seized by fear. And there must be, even in New Hampshire, John McCain got such a huge amount, I was crushed by how the warmongers did so well in the live free or die state. So can you explain this paradox? Why are Americans scared when they're terrorists have killed fewer Americans than die on a highway in a month?
I think it really goes back to government education, Mark. I think it's generation after generation of government-educated people raising more government-educated people, and they've been lied to for decades, and that does some serious damage.
Because, to me, the Americans' lack of self-awareness is really incredible. I would have to say this war in Iraq is a particular example. It's almost criticism of the war. It's almost fallen off the radar. It's not even talked about. I haven't seen a national rally in the United States against the war in Iraq for perhaps a year now. I'm not sure when's gone on. And yet, the complacency, I mean, they've been there longer than the Germans were in Poland. And if you think that's an offensive characterization, bear in mind the Germans killed 3 million Poles, but 700,000 Iraqis have died in the same period. And they were both unjustified occupations. You know, they both have atrocities that are going on. Both involve ethnic cleansing. And, you know, whereas the Germans were supposed to be there 1,000 years, now John McCain says the Americans will be there 100 years.
Well,
and here's the thing. At least everybody in the world went to war against Germany after they invaded Poland. But everybody has stood by complacently while the Americans have occupied, invaded, and basically destroyed an entire culture.
It is a mind bender, and these are the things we discuss, you know, six nights a week on this program. And I think that when you look at the reasons why, one of the most powerful ones, beyond the fact that Americans have been very heavily indoctrinated by the government in the government school system, is also that we live in what's essentially a very comfy prison. You know, most Americans don't realize they're living in a police state because they have all these wonderful accoutrements like cell phones and air conditioning and television and these distractions that, you know, plenty of beer to drink, all kinds of things to keep their mind off of the real issues and what's really going on out there. And if they don't actually encounter a suspicionless checkpoint, if they don't have a friend who was arrested for marijuana possession, or they haven't encountered the police state, then they almost are completely oblivious to it. And it really is one of the most frustrating things about living here.
Well, you kind of answered it, I guess. You know, if the United States got poorer and more desperate, it probably would be more activist, and people would be more concerned about their liberties. But,
right, but we can't afford to wait for that, because that's why we joined the Free State Project. Mark and myself and my girlfriend, and as I said earlier, hundreds of others have moved up to New Hampshire as a part of this movement.
What's it like hanging out with like 20,000 other libertarians? Is it like really cool, or is it like potentially a weird nightmare of strange characters and eccentrics who have different weird...
It's not like
that
at all. Yeah, I know what you mean, because if you go to a libertarian meeting, you get all the weirdos around. But here in New Hampshire, we're getting the cream of the crop. We're getting the Mark Emerys of America all moving here into New Hampshire. So we're getting the best of the best super activists here. And so at the drop of a hat, you can have 10 people show up. And it's not 20,000 yet. We've only had about a few hundred people move in. So we're targeting 20,000, and we're inviting people to come in here as soon as possible. But even with a few hundred people in the state, at the drop of a hat, you can have 10 or 20 people show up at a court trial the next day. You can call a social meeting and, 20 people will show up and hang out for, you know, a few hours. So it's just an amazing group of activists. And this level of activity is unprecedented in at least recent American history. It's amazing.
Well, that's wonderful. I've heard about the Free State Project. It's been an idea now for about 15 years. I've been a libertarian since 1980. When I first ran as a libertarian for Canada's federal parliament, and I've since run in 10 elections of all levels in the intervening 28 years.
You know, Mark, is it all right if I hold you through for another segment? The calls are now coming in for you after all this time. So we're going to hang on to you and bring you back in hour number two here. John is on the line, I believe, Cannabis Kevin as well. And if you've got a question for Mark Emery, you better get it in, because he's staying on overtime for you. 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Mark Emery is on the line with us, and you can talk to him.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats, but I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Let's